ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 देहि मित्तम् अबोधयम्।
देहि नित्यम् अवज्ञोयम्। देहे सर्वस्य भारत तस्मात् सर्वाणि भूतानि न त्वं शोषितुम् अर्हसि। देहि नित्यमवज्ञोयम्। देहे सर्वस्य भारत तस्मात् सर्वाणि भूतानि न त्वं शोचितुमर्हसि।
Translation: O descendant of Bharata, he who dwells in the body is eternal and can never be slain. Therefore, you need not grieve for any creature.
Dehi nittam avabhoyam, dehi sarvasabha. Dehi, dehi means body. Within the body, this stuff is designed. Dehi nasmindhathati hi kumaru yogunam yada. So, deha dehi. Dehi means one who possesses the body. This guy, Muni, hostate in prakta, gravity. Guna in, deha in prakta. So, dehi sadh. So, the nominative case of Dehi Shabda is Dehi. So Dehi is Nityam, Pitana. In so many ways, Krishna has explained. Nityam, Pitana. Indestructible, immutable. He does not take bath. He does not die. It is always constantly the same. Rahanati Hanamani Sajire. In this way, again he says, Nittam, Itana, Abhodayam. Nobody can feel the body is there. But Dehi Sarvasya Bharata. This is very important. Not that simply in human body the soul is there. And not in other bodies. That is the aspect. Sarvata. In every body. Even within the ant, even within the elephant, even in the gigantic alien sea, or within the microbe. Sarvata. The soul is there. But some rascals say, the animals have no soul. This is wrong. How you can say the animal has no soul? Everyone here, the authoritative statement by Krishna, sarvat. And in other case, Krishna says, sarvajoni sukompiyo, sambhavanti mutre. In all species of life, as many forms are there, 8,400,000 different forms of life. Tatham Mahajani Brahma. Mahajani. That source of body is of this material nature. Aham Abhija Pudapita. I am the Shivliving Father. And without father and mother, there is no offspring. So the father is Krishna. And the mother is material nature. Or spiritual nature. There are two natures. That is explained in the seventh verse. The material nature and the spiritual nature. All the superior nature are inferior nature. Just like in our body, there are inferior parts and superior parts. Body is the same. But still, there are different parts of the body. Some of them are considered as inferior and some of them are considered superior. Even two hands, according to Vedic civilization, right hand is the superior hand and left hand is the inferior. When you want to give somebody something, you must give it with the right hand. If you give it by the left hand, it is insult. Two hands are equal. While this hand is superior, this hand. So we have to accept the Vedic injunction. So, although both the nature, the spiritual nature and material nature, is coming from the same soul, absolute truth, janmādrasya-jataha, everything is emanating from him. Still, there is inferior nature and superior nature. What is the difference between inferior and superior? In the inferior nature, or in the material nature, God consciousness is almost nil. Those who are in the most of goodness, they have little God consciousness. And those who are in the most of passion, they have got less degree. And in those who are in the most of ignorance, there is no God. Complete degrees. Therefore, this body, although this is material coming from the same source, still it is inferior. So when the Dehi or the spirit soul, although by nature it is superior than the material nature, but still, because he is encased within the material nature, he is forgetful of Krishna. This is the cause. But, as it is stated here, that Dehi Sarvasya, Sarvasya Dehi, the same spirit is there. Therefore, those who are not rested, those who are intelligent and in complete knowledge, they do not find any distinction between a human being or an animal. Pandita Samadarsana. Because he's Pandit, he's learned, he knows that the spirit soul is there. Vidya Abhinaya Sampanni Brahmani. Within me, first class learned Brahmin, there is the soul, the same quality soul. Vidya Abhinaya Sampanni Brahmani Gobi, in the cow, Hastini, in the elephant, Suniti, with the dog, Chandale, the lowest kind of human being, everywhere the soul is there. It is not that simply a human being, there is soul, or a bad demigod, there is soul, and poor animals have no soul. No, everyone. Dehi sarvasya bhava. So whom we shall accept? The statement of Krishna or some rascal philosopher or some so-called religionist. Whom we shall accept? We shall have to accept Krishna, the supreme authority, the supreme being. He says, servant, many places, Krishna says. Therefore those who are learned, they do not make some distinction that it has no soul. Everyone has got soul. Tasma sarvani bhutani. Again he says, sarvani bhutani. Natam sushitam marhasi. It is your duty. Krishna is simply stressing on this point that the soul is eternal, it cannot be killed. In so many ways, the body is perishable. So it is your duty now to fight. The body may be killed, body may be destroyed, but no hannati hannamani sarire. But even after the destruction of this body, the soul exists. He gets another body, that's all. Vihantatha vihantara prati. Vihantara prati. He must get another body. And this will be explained in the next class also. For a kshatriya who are engaged in fighting, in religious fight must be religious. The cause must be right. Then the fighting is all right. The kshatriya killing in the religious fight, he is not responsible, he is not sinful. That is stated. This time Brahman, he puts in sacrifice some animal. That does not mean he is killing. Similarly, Kshatriya, when he is engaged in killing, he is not sinful. This is explained next month. So it is your duty, don't be worry that you are killing your kinsman or your grandfather. Take it from me, assurance that he is dehi kabadh. You cannot kill. He is eternal. Now, dehi sarvasya bharata, this important point, you should know it, that every living entity, the body has grown on the platform of the spirit soul. The body may be very gigantic or very small, it doesn't matter. But therefore, matter is produced or grows on the platform of spirit. Not that a spirit comes into existence or living force comes into existence by the combination of matter. This is a scientific point. Matter is dependent on spirit, therefore it is called inferior. Jaidam dharjate jaga. Dharjate. It bears. The spirit is there, therefore the gigantic universe is resting on the spirit. Either the supreme spirit, Krishna, or the small spirit. There are two kinds of the spirit. Atma and Paramatma. Ishvara and Parameshwara. Matter is explained by Krishna. Aparayam itastu vidyame prakritim para jayam dhar jiva bhuta mahava jayam dhar jate jaga. So spirit is there. Everything is explained in Bhagavad Gita. These gigantic, big planets. Why it is floating, weightless? In the earth. That is also explained. Gamarusha hum. Dharam odusha dharayami. Just try to understand. A big 747 aeroplane taking 500, 600 passengers is floating, flying in the sky without any difficulty. Why? because the pilot is there. Not the machine. Don't think that it is a gigantic machine, therefore it is planned. No. The pilot is there. That is there also. But the floating is depending not on the mechanical arrangement, but on the pilot. Is there any disagreement? If the pilot is not there, the whole machine immediately falls. Immediately. Similarly, the statement of the Bhagavad Gita, Gamarusha Hamogusha, Krishna enters into the gigantic planet. He is within the Annantarastham Paramanusayantarastham. This is stated in the Brahma Samhita. Eka pasaurasayatam jagadanda koti jachati rasti jagadanda sayadadantam annantarastham paramanusayantarastham govindamadhukusam. Come on. Without Krishna's entering into the matter, nothing can work. He is within this universe, he is there, as God moved of the Sai Vishnu. Therefore the universe exists. And within the universe, there are so many material, I want to say, entities, even this atom. The Shastra says, even within the atom, he as Paramatma, he is within the body of everyone. Not only within the body of living entities, but he is within the Paramatma. The atom. They are studying now some atomic energy. Still they are finding difficulty. Dividing. Because they cannot find out that there is God, there is Krishna. So, without Krishna's, presence, nothing can exist. Therefore, one who is at heart Krishna conscious, he sees only Krishna, not the outward power. Because without Krishna, nothing can exist. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, Thavar Jangam Dakhe. There are two kinds of entities, moving and not moving. Moving means Thavar, and moving means Jangam. Thavar Jangam. Thavar means not moving. So there are two kinds of entities. So, you can see these two kinds of entities. Some of them are moving, some of them are not moving. But in Mahabharata, sees both the entities, moving and not moving. But he does not see the moving or not moving. He sees Krishna. Because we know that the moving means living force. The living force, that is also Krishna's energy. And the non-moving is material. That is also Krishna's energy. So, in everything he sees only Krishna. Premānyana śrita bhakti vilo tanena santas sadaiva ridayesu vilo they sometimes inquire, have you seen God? Those who are actually devotees, advanced devotees, he simply seeing Krishna, nothing else. Premānyana śrita bhakti vilo tanena santat sadaiva ridayesu. Sadaiva means always. Ridayesu vilo payanti yam sāvasandaram matinta gunastarupam govindamādhukūtam tamahambhalyam. So this is more you advance from Krishna consciousness, you simply see Krishna. And if you become practiced to see Krishna always, sadātata-bhāva-bhāvita, jam-jam-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhāva-bhā If you always think of Krishna, that is Krishna's inspection. Manmana bhavavad bhakta madhyaj mahanamuskur. Always think of. That is the first class yogi who thinks of Krishna always. Yogi namati sarvi sam. Madhvata antaratmana bhajate yoma samirukhutamo. Is first class yogi. And devotees, they already otherwise why you should think of Krishna. Manmana bhavamadu bhakta madhyaji. One only bhakta can think of Krishna always. Manmana bhavamadu bhakta. Because you are my bhakta, your duty is to think of me always. It is a very difficult task. You are seeing Krishna in the temple. The more you see Krishna, 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 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness means you will be practiced to see Krishna always. This is Krishna consciousness movement. You cannot forget Krishna, even for a moment. And that is the instruction. Manvana bhavavad bhakta. Vadhyaji mam namaste. We spoke it. When there is deity in the temple, you see, and you get the impression, when out of the temple also, you can see it in your heart. If you have developed love for Krishna, otherwise, officially come to the temple, and as soon as Bola Rai said, let me forget. That is another thing. But the whole process is meant for developing love for Krishna. Tabai Pinsan Parvodharma Jato Bhakti Ladokhadi. Bhakti Ladokhadi. That is first class. This is first class. This Krishna consciousness is the first class topmost religious system. Why? It is educating people to think of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, always. Loving. Not only thinking, you cannot think of anyone unless you love. If you love somebody, then you can think of him always. That's why both lover and beloved, say one boy and another girl. So they are in love. So both of them think of both of them always. Finally, they are meeting. So similarly, manmana bhavavad bhakta, you can become a devotee of Krishna, you can think of Krishna always, provided you have developed love for Krishna. Premanjana Suri, bhakti yoga. By bhakti, you can develop your love for Krishna. That is the way. So, in the lower stage of animal life. And Krishna is there, as you say, Devi Sarvastha Bharata. In another place, Krishna says, this Devi or Khetragma, the owner of the body, is there. And there is another Khetragma, another owner. That is Krishna. Khetragdansha api manaviddhi sarva khetri kumar. And the individual soul is there within the body. Similarly, the super soul, Krishna, is also there. Both of them there. Both of them there. But he is the owner of all bodies. All bodies. Sometimes Krishna is accused by the rascals that why he dances other's wife. But actually he is the proprietor. Deva Sarvatsa Bharata. I am not proprietor. He is the proprietor. See, the proprietor dances with his, as it is said, with karmas or devotee. What is wrong there? What is wrong? He is your proprietor. You are not proprietor. Deva Sarvasa Bharata. His individual soul is in every body and the super soul. Super soul is the real proprietor. Krishna says, Jag Bhaktaram Jag Bhaktaram Sarva Loka Maheshwara. Maheshwara, he is the supreme proprietor. Suridam Sarva Bhutana. He is actual friend. If I am some lover, I am friend. I am not friend. Actual friend is Krishna. Suridam Sarva Bhutana, as it is said. Tasma Sarvani Bhutana. Krishna is the real friend. So, his gopis dance with the real friend. What is wrong there? What is wrong there? But those who are less careful do not know Krishna, they think it is immoral. It's not immoral. There is a right thing. Right thing. Krishna is the real husband. Therefore, he married 16,100 acres. Why 16,000? If he married 16 trillion twice, what is wrong there? Because he is a real husband. Sarva-loka-mahesara. So one who does not know Krishna, rested, they acting Krishna as immoral or woman hunter, right? And they take pleasure in it. Therefore they train teachers of Krishna. His affairs with the gopi. But if they do not train teachers, how he is killing counsel, how he is killing the demon, they do not like. This is how. They, for their devotee, for their business of devotee, they like to be supported by Krishna. Krishna has done this. Krishna has become immoral. So therefore, we are also immoral. We are great devotees. Because we are immoral. This is why. Therefore, to understand Krishna, he requires a little better intellect. Better. Bhavanam Janmanamarthi. Janavan. Janavan means the first class intellect. Why? Man Bhagavad Gita. He understands what is Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samaha, Pam, Gurla. Such kind of intelligent Mahatma, you can find out rascal Mahatma simply by changing dress without Krishna consciousness, declaring himself as God, as Krishna. Kick off your face. Krishna is different from all these rascals. But if you understand Krishna, if you are so fortunate, hey, Rupa, Brahmanam, Bhavite, Kuno Bhagavan. Only the most fortunate person can understand Krishna. What is Krishna? Hey, Rupa, there are many, many millions and trillions of living entities within this universe. And they are rotating in different species of life, 8 million forms in this way. Unfortunate, simply reputation. Birth and death and difference. How about that? If one is the greatest fortunate, he is giving the chance, Guru Krishna Kripa, Paya Bhakti Lata. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, he gets the seed of devotional service. And if he is intelligent, unless he is intelligent, otherwise how he gets the seed, that is an issue. And if he waters, just like if you get a nice tree, you have to sow it and pour little water, then it will grow. Similarly, anyone who by great fortune has come into Krishna consciousness, the seed of devotional service, he should water it. And what is the water? Sravana Kittara Jale Karaya Sitsam. This is what means. This hearing and chanting about it. This is what. Don't be absent from the class. This hearing and chanting is watering the seed of devotional service. If you make it official and be absent from hearing, this is most important. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is most important thing to hear. Savanam Kirtanam does not mean hearing and chanting of any other entity. No, Vishnu. Savanam Kirtanam, the rascals are manufactured, Kali Kirtanam. So where is this in Shastra? There is Kali Kirtanam, Shiva Kirtanam. No. Kirtanam means glorifying the Supreme Lord, Krishna. That is Kirtanam. Not any other Kirtanam. But they are competition. Kali Kirtanam. Where is in the Shastra Kali Kirtanam? Dugdha Kirtanam. These are all nonsense. Simply Krishna. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pavusi. Krishna should be watching. Krishna should be heard. Krishna should be chanted. Krishna should be remembered. In this way, he will advance Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.